Postal service finances are sharply improving, yet some Washington legislators still want to take away services from residents and small businesses. That's according to the National Association of Letter Carriers President, Frederick Rolando, who says Congress shouldn't do that.
It's obvious from the Postal Service's latest quarterly report that its finances are rebounding strongly. Indeed, if it weren't for the congressionally mandated pre-funding of future retiree health benefits, it would have reported a profit of $660 million. All of the Postal Service's red ink for the year so far stems from that external political requirement that the agency pay a bill that no other entity in the United States is required to pay. Rather than addressing this, some in Congress instead want to degrade service and dismantle a network that's performing well and that provides residents and businesses alike with the world's most affordable delivery network. They want to eliminate, for example, door-to-door delivery and Saturday mail delivery. Congress has the power to lift the pre-funding mandate. When Congress returns from its August recess, it should tackle the pre-funding problem that it created.
For more information, visit nalc.org.